The Serenata from Jewels of the Madonna by Ermanno Volferrari. Good morning, this is KPR. Next, the Bach E Major Violin Concerto, chamber music by Vivaldi, and a new piece. In about half an hour, we'll be listening to Winds of Freedom, an overture for the year 1815. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. I'll be with you till noon. Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with the mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org. This is KPR. Alexander Schneider conducting the English Chamber Orchestra with Isaac Stern for the Bach E Major Violin Concerto here on Kansas Public Radio. On a day where we can pretend we're by the sea on this July 3rd morning, just pretend all this haziness and humidity is just about to be blown away by a fresh sea breeze. Well, today we do have a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, probably after 1 o'clock this afternoon. But the fog, the haziness, will hang around for a while. Otherwise, today's high should only be 83, with the northeast breeze off the sea. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, 60% likely, a low of 69. And for the 4th of July, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with the high of 86, and our southern breezes back tomorrow. Let's check Jeff Watson's playlist for this afternoon. Looks like, well, he left us a note. He said, some delights of the classical world in today's noon hour, where we'll hear a concert overture from Anton Bruckner, and a bit later, Franz Berwald's Piano Concerto, classical music with Jeff from noon to 3, right here on KPR. With members of Musica Antiqua of Cologne. That was Vivaldi's Trio Sonata in D. Next, we'll hear a brand new piece on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music here on KPR comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service tomorrow at 10 a.m. to be followed by ice cream on the lawn, featuring patriotic music by handbell choir, mass choir of singers, organ, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org. This new piece is by Christopher C. Tew, T-E-W, and it's called Winds of Freedom, an overture for the year 1815, and it tells of the growing conflict between the United States and Great Britain that led to the War of 1812 and the American impetus to occupy lands already populated by America's indigenous peoples. So Christopher Tew said that Winds of Freedom has the general form of Tchaikovsky's 1812 overture. Here it is on KPR. That's new music by American composer Christopher C. Tew, T-E-W. And he has this album, I guess it came out a year ago, but it's brand new to us. Winds of Freedom, the music of Christopher C. Tew, featuring the Bratislava Symphony Orchestra. And the new piece that we heard by Christopher Tew is called Winds of Freedom, an overture for the year 1815. That he modeled on the Tchaikovsky 1812 overture. And if you go to a recital at University of North Carolina at Greensboro, you'll go to 2 Recital Hall, and that's him. They named it after him. Christopher C. 2 on this July 3rd morning. This is KPR.
Tangled Legacies of Slavery and Freedom on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hear more about that starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon for the next All Things Considered from NPR right here on KPR. And stay tuned in just about 4 minutes. We'll have a new recording from the Kansas City Symphony. It's Bright Sheng's arrangement of a piece by Johannes Brahms. It's a piano piece from late in Brahms' life from Opus 118. But for orchestra, Bright Sheng calls it Black Swan for orchestra. Then after that, we'll hear not a new recording, but a great one. Michael Stern and the Kansas City Symphony playing Elgar's Enigma Variations. And then a solo for concertina. So keep it here on KPR so you don't miss those things. Kansas Public Radio is live and local, and we're on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute, and KansasPublicRadio.org.
Live from NPR.
They're just looking to ban everything.
Democratic candidates here plan to campaign on these issues, but face an uphill battle in deeply red Idaho. For NPR News, I'm James Dawson in Boise.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 64 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Nature Conservancy, working across oceans and isles to cut carbon emissions, protect lands and waters, and support local communities for a future where people and nature thrive. Nature.org/solutions. Good morning. This is KPR. That's the music of Johannes Brahms, reimagined for orchestra by Bright Sheng. Brahms called it his intermezzo piano piece, number 2 from Opus 118. But here in the orchestrated version, Bright Sheng calls it Black Swan for orchestra. The piece is from 2010 and features Michael Stern's Kansas City Symphony. And it's from a brand new album on the Reference Recordings label, just out. The album's called Brahms, Reimagined Orchestrations. And it's all the Kansas City Symphony. And it features the 11 chorale preludes by Brahms that Virgil Thompson orchestrated. And then there's this, the Black Swan. And also, Brahms' first piano quartet is orchestrated by Arnold Schoenberg. Good morning, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Next, we'll hear a great performance by the Kansas City Symphony as well, before we hear a concertina solo by the great Rigondi. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Green Lady Lounge. The Green Lady is featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz, 365 days a year, till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. And from the Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival. It's at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through the 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com. Edward Elgar never admitted what the true theme of his Variations on an Original Theme, Opus 36, was, but more or less it must be the spirit of friendship, because the variations, some of them are patterned after speaking patterns or barking patterns of a pet, based on different friends and family that he knew. Let's listen now to Edward Elgar's Enigma Variations. It's Michael Stern and the Kansas City Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. Opus 36 by Sir Edward Elgar. Edward Elgar's Enigma Variations is variations on an original theme. That's a reference recording featuring Michael Stern's Kansas City Symphony on this July 3rd. Good morning. Thanks for listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU on 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Next, a concertina solo. And also coming up next hour, we'll have more classical music on KPR going right up until 3 o'clock this afternoon. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until noon. And within 20 minutes, we will have heard Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man. Before we hear Dwellers of the Western World Suite by guess who? John Philip Sousa. And then a piece for clarinet, cello, and piano by Vincent Dandy. Support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service concert tomorrow. It's at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by the Handbell Choir, a mass choir of singers, their wonderful Mighty Shantz organ with Reuter updates, and a brass quintet, and ice cream to follow. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org. Next is Doug Rogers playing the concertina, and this is by Giulio Rigondi, who also went by the great Rigondi. This is called, on KPR, Remembrance. Concertina player Douglas Rogers playing Giulio Rigondi's Remembrance on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, your place to find NPR news and classical music.
Live from NPR News, stocks on Wall Street are trading mixed at this hour. The Dow is down a fraction of a point, the Nasdaq up 125. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing a transformative approach to justice that is community-led, restorative, and racially just. Learn more at publicwelfare.org. And support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Libraries Summer Reading and Events. This month, July, with Adventure Mobile Curiosity Club activities, and the Beanstack app to track reading. Details at tscpl.org/summer-reading. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man. Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pops this morning on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We have some chamber music for clarinet, cello, and piano coming up. Support for the classical music here on KPR comes mostly from you, but also from Eagles Rest. Eagles Rest is a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence, Kansas, specializing in toxin-free, customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. Here's something called Dwellers of the Western World. It's by John Philip Sousa on KPR. Thank you. That was by John Philip Sousa. That was a suite of his from Dwellers of the Western World, played by the Razumovsky Symphony Orchestra. We'll hear chamber music next, some French music for clarinet, cello, and piano here on KPR. Appropriate to hear John Philip Sousa around the 4th of July. Although he was born in Washington, D.C., people think he's so American, and he is. But he was actually half Portuguese. His dad was Portuguese, born in Spain, and his mother was German, and she was from Bavaria. John Philip Sousa, a lot of him this week on KPR, and that was some of his music that's not necessarily a march. Isn't necessarily. Next, the music of Vincent Dundee. Here is a trio for clarinet, cello, and piano. It's the Montagnana Trio on KPR. Remember, you can see all of our playlists written out at kansaspublicradio.org. Good performance by the Montagnana Trio. That was by Vincent Dundee. Dundee's trio for clarinet, cello, and piano here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.
I'm Jesse Thorne. This week, Caitlin Olson of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia tells me how to run straight into a parked car head first.
It's like a beautiful ballet move.
Thank you. You just do it and hope that people laugh and hope that nothing breaks again.
Plus, I'll talk with the legendary country singer, Tanya Tucker. That's on the next Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
He'll talk with Tanya Tucker about the time she met the king, Elvis Presley. That's on Bullseye with Jesse Thorne, Saturday morning at 11, right after Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on all KPR1 stations. It's 12 noon. Good afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market. Pines is carrying a full line of farm-fresh local produce, including tomatoes, sweet corn, peaches, and other grades of Midwestern produce, open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenandmarket.com. Jeff Watson's in next with three more hours of classical music here on KPR. It's 79 degrees in Lawrence. We still have a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly starting in about an hour, mainly after 1 in the afternoon. And today's high should only be 83. Tonight, with a 60% chance of rain, a low of about 70. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington.